Welcome back to another episode of What She On About. I am, you know who I am? I am Duckins Nazon.
Are you now? Okay. That works. And I am Cat LaBeija from the legendary house of LaBeija.
Lovely. We happen to be recording on International Pride Day. Last day of Pride, right?
Last day.
Last day of official, the month of Pride. But right. Pride every day.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who Duckins Nazon is, he would be a striker for the Haiti team. What a comeback. Man, we were in a pub and I was like, weep, beep, beep. And I was like, oh, damn, there's nobody here to say way.
They didn't know? Well, first of all, you went to a pub?
Okay, but we happened to be right after the Hollywood Carnival, quote unquote carnival, because my God, it was nothing like a carnival. Right. It was like
I saw people walking. Is that what we're calling carnivals?
Yeah. I mean, they tried. There were people with some costume. They tried.
Right.
Bless
right.
their hearts. I saw that. They tried. But
Somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to start somewhere. And it brought out lots of West Indians in LA, in the LA area that I didn't even know were there, you know, like a bunch of Trinis and people from Belize and Trinidad and Tobago. And of course, Haitians, which was great because every time like a Haitian saw me and my friends, it was like, suck my sash. Oh my God, another Haitian in LA. So anyway, we were starving. And so we went into a pub that had like all the, they had a bunch of sports on. That's how we knew we would at least be able to watch the game. Cause it was on Univision and one of the TVs was on Univision. So we were like, fuck it, we'll just watch it. There were actually a couple of other Haitians in the bar, but they were all like dispersed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I was saddened by my weepy peep not being met with a way.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was. But, you know, I taught my friend Kim. I'm like, girl, this is what you're supposed to do when I say this. And then this other guy came by and he was like, yo, Sizzy. Giving us high fives.
Hilarious.
It was great.
What's that team looking like?
Whew, well,
bodies?
I tell you, Duckins. Have you seen Duckins? His name
no,
is
no. I'm trying
so,
to. How do you? How do
his
you
name is Duckins? So ridiculous. D.
Is it Duken?
Duke. Yeah, I guess Duckins. 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 Duckens. Nazon. So actually, I should probably put more of a Haitian stick to that. Duckens.
Duckens. Duckens.
Nazon. That's right. Duckens Nazon. Who's probably 12.
Exactly. I can't. He looks like a teenager.
He probably is.
Here's an image of him with relaxed hair. Duken Sakon la.
Oh, Lord. Sakon. Oh, my God.
Bon Dieu felt retiré, relaxed, ça.
Not sure. Did he? Because it does look a little it does look a little slick. You know what I mean? I don't know. Did he take it out completely?
Oh, I hope so.
Marwana.
But he's kind of cute. He's cute.
Yes. In any event, came back with like a really dope goal in yesterday's game versus Canada to equalize. So that was cool. Which is why I picked him. But anyway, this is the podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, pop culture, and
25-year-old soccer players. Sorry.
And Idris. I'm trying. I'm trying, but the 1-2 punch, actually the 1-2-3 punch of the Vanity Fair cover, the Entertainment Weekly cover and exclusive pictures, and the trailer for the last trailer for Hobbs and Shaw.
Wasn't it GQ also?
Mon Dieu. Is he on GQ too? What the?
Was that bugging? The picture that I posted, was it GQ? No.
Oh, no. That was Vanity Fair as well, if I'm not mistaken. Fair.
They just have a lot of images.
They have a lot of images. Although the Vanity Fair ones, you know, he didn't have as much facial hair. So I was like,
I think that's what I liked about it.
Really? Because, whoo, did you see the Entertainment Weekly ones? Those are the ones that were like, pound him! I mean, whew. Those were.
I don't think I saw the Entertainment Weekly ones.
Oh, hot fire. Where I was like, oh, okay. It's like that?
That's
like that? You're just going to attack me like that? Just like that? I feel like, okay. I'm sending it to you right now.
Yes. Oh, no, here it is. He has facial hair, but it's less. It's like a little bit of beard and a little bit of moustache.
A little bit of moustache.
I Remy it.
You Remy?
I Remy that.
I Remy more. I Remy more of the grizzled salt and pepper beard he's got going on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. I mean, he still gives me family vibes.
Stop it with the family vibes!
Mm-hmm. But he's adorable.
I mean, I was trying. I was really trying to get out, man.
So cute.
Hot damn. Just like that, back to back to back. I was like, what's a girl to do?
Oh, yeah.
But swoon!
Oh, yeah, I saw these. The window. Swoon. Absolutely fabulous, too, but, you know. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Vanity Fair on this. These are nice, but Vanity Fair was nice.
I'm getting the sense that we like different Idrises.
Yeah, I like the Idris that looks less like my dad. That's the one.
That'll do
That's
it.
That's the one.
That's the one. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I'm not burdened with the thought that they look alike, though. And so it is working out just fine for me, Burbo.
I can't unsee it. I'm totally missing New York City Pride.
Oh no! Did you not go? You didn't go.
No, well, I had to do like mom things.
Oh. Yeah, responsibilities. Get you every
time. Like I could have gone, but it would have just threw my whole day off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of bummed, though, because you actually told me that the ladies of Pose...
Are the Grand Marshals.
Are the Grand Marshals. How yes. amazeballs is that?
Yes. And this whole weekend, they have had, like, so many, like, performances and concerts and speeches and all sorts of things that I've been seeing on the Twitters and the Instagrams. Looks like a fabulous weekend is to be had this weekend in New York.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I felt it. I mean, I've been feeling it all month because, you know, my boss, AKA de Blasio, is very, very, very for the gays, the lesbians, the queers, the trans, and so on, intersex. So there's always been something. There was something at City Hall, like cocktail thing. I didn't go, but there was always like something to go to this whole month.
Oh, nice.
But I feel like it was Friday when I was walking into the office and I was across the street from City Hall and there were two fire trucks, your fave.
Oh my God, FCNY. Woo!
Propped with their ladders up and a rainbow flag in between them. Like in
really?
The Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's going to be lucky. The weather's going to be fantastic. It's going to be so lit, and I'm going to miss it. But,
I love that. Oh, my gosh, yeah. FDNY. Love me some FDNY.
But you went to, didn't you go to Long Island?
I went to LA Pride, yeah, I
LA
did.
LA Pride, yeah.
I went to LA Pride with my folks, my aces, my FML group. And we had a blast. I walked probably, what did I look? I think my Fitbit said 21,000 steps that day.
Dang.
Yes.
That's a lot.
I know. And this was just walking up and down, walking up and down like the parade route. That wasn't even. And then we went into like the paid part where they had like a bunch of performers and stuff. Like the headliner was Years and Years, who I absolutely love. Ollie's the best. Their lead singer. And then what was his name? Oh, MNEK was also performing, and he was equally fabulous. Didn't love his two dancers. He could have just been up there by himself, but whatever. It was a good time. Ooh, and I saw some things.
Saw some things.
Yes. Went back to the Abbey. Remember the Abbey?
Of course. I'm not forgetting the Abbey. Lord, the last
it was so great. It was like years ago, like when I first moved out here, I think, right?
Yeah, you guys came to visit? At least 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it was packed to the max, obviously. Obviously. And then it was funny because I met this girl like the week before that event at a trade show. And I look over and I'm like, I know she's dressed extremely differently in hot pants and her hair in pigtails and a little crop top and completely covered in glitter, but I think that's the same girl.
She You're
was
kidding.
Like, oh my God, Mitzi! She was like, I can't believe I ran into you!
Oh my God.
What are the odds? It was crazy because there were thousands upon thousands of people everywhere. And because this was in West Hollywood, so every club was packed to the gills. There was like waiting, like you had to wait, and some had covers and all that stuff. It was crazy. It's crazy, but it was fantastic. Absolutely lovely.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely lovely.
Did you get to catch the BAETA Awards?
You know, I didn't. I've only seen like clips here and there. I'm looking for Mary's full performance. Yeah. I have to see if they're gonna replay it or something. Because
you
I
can
heard
also
from...
get it like on their app.
Oh, you can?
If you have BET, then you can just download their app, and that's how I caught some performances. I didn't watch Mary's. First of all, immediately they have like a major upgrade situation going on over there.
This is what I'm
hearing.
Because
I haven't watched in years for the simple fact that I'm like this just seems like just low production value.
Right, right, right.
But it seemed like someone knew what they were doing in terms of the producing. And it was like a well planned out. It was funny. I saw
Regina Hall.
Regina Hall was hilarious.
Yeah,
and she took
I heard
me way
she
back.
Was great. I heard she was a fantastic host. And was like, everybody was like, oh my God, oh, you didn't know she was funny? I guess you didn't see Scary Movie.
Yeah, exactly. You
to
don't
know
remember.
How funny she is. That you was don't a, remember.
That was a long time ago, but yeah.
It was.
But I didn't realize she was from DC.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
She brought out EU. I know you remember Doing the Butt.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? That
exactly.
Song was
so I
think
totally
I saw that.
Reminded.
Taraji came out, right? Was just doing the butt, right? Man, please. Shorts. Are you kidding? I just put my name there. Mitzi got a big old butt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I know go-go music I love go-go because I have friends who went to school in DC, and so by affiliation. Mm-hmm. However, and who grew up in Maryland.
Right.
So it was a nice blast from the past to see that whole go-go scene get a little bit of reminiscing going on.
Love
but
that.
Yeah, she was great. She was
I heard
funny.
She was fantastic. I heard, I saw Lizzo's performance. I was like, girl, where did you pull Sasha out of? Like, all of a sudden, she's like playing with Sasha. She's like, she's like dropping it hot. Like, oh my God. Yo, I cannot wait for this concert to see her in October. I think it's going to be fantastic. And it turns out like a whole bunch more people than I knew are going as well. And it's all GA, so we'll be able to go together. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, lucky, lucky, lucky.
I think it's going to be great because it's a small venue as well. So won't be anywhere near as big as some of like the shows that she's been doing lately. Did you hear about the show that she went to earlier this
year?
Yes. Her stylist. Staff. Yeah, exactly. Her stylist and her hairstylist. It's like, what the H?
Wow. Yeah, what the H indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was listening to some another one of our favorite podcasts, and he said that somebody was like, Black people get a better get to know Lizzo and snatch her up before the white gays do and take her and claim her for themselves.
Yes, I saw that. I also saw something else where somebody was like, oh, she doesn't make music for Black women or something like that. And what she was like, exactly. And she was like, well, I'm a Black woman.
Right. So.
She's like, I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. She's like, I'm a Black woman and I write music for myself. So.
Right.
Yeah. Like.
And people dig it.
Exactly. Whatever. It was great.
Who are not just Black.
Exactly. I just went to, I actually just went to a plus size thrift store that's here called the Plus Bus, which is great. They work with like influence. Do you remember that time I went to the pop-up and I was like, oh my God, cousin, I bought white jeans. I don't know if I can do this, but I bought white jeans crazy. And they were like $10 or something. That's crazy talk. They were the ones that had done the pop-up. And they have a permanent location. They work sometimes with a lot of like plus size influencers who get like all sorts of clothes that sometimes like doesn't fit them, blah, blah, blah. So they will give it to the store and work with them on like, I don't know, consignment or whatever. So there's a lot of like high-end stuff, just like regular stuff. And remember the bridesmaid's dress that I ended up buying that we didn't end up using? I couldn't return it. So I was like, I'm just going to bring it
to them. Oh,
yeah. Nice. So I was able to bring it to them and get a really nice, healthy credit to buy more clothes.
Nice. Yes. That's so funny you said that, because I'm in the strip mall of New York City area, which is Long Island. And, I went to go pick up coffee because, you know, Starbucks, yay. Sure. And I didn't realize that in this little shopping center, there's a Torrid, which I knew. And I think I told you, but there's also a Lane Bryant outlet.
Oh, what? Damn.
Girl.
Okay, you know exactly where I'm going the next time I come home. What?
Yeah, you should.
It's an outlet? Yo, they don't have any. The one outlet that was around here closed, and there's nothing anymore. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely want to be down with that. Yes,
wow. Yeah, man. So, just for your information.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely want to be down for that.
Cool beans. So.
Right.
What else?
I don't know. This feels like a very weird episode. I feel slightly untethered. I think maybe the Idris photos were a little bit of a shock to my system. Because I literally can't think of anything else right now than those photos.
I caught up on a bunch of shows.
Ooh, do tell. Let's do the popcorn then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm.
Bing, tika, bong, bong. Oh, you said popcorn, not popcorn. My bad. Speaking of porn, I started watching Euphoria on HBO. That was my favorite.
Okay, so I have not watched it, but all anybody can talk about. Is it good?
Because it's scary as fuck to have a teenage. First of all, this girl Zendaya, her classmates, and just how she has anxiety issues. So she was put on like meds early. Well, that's not what morphed into her drug addiction, but she has a severe drug addiction. It starts season one, no spoiler, with her coming out of rehab because she OD'd and her little sister found her.
Oh my God. Little sister,
by the way, played by Storm Reid.
Oh!
From Oprah movie?
Yeah, from Ava DuVernay's Wrinkle in Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So grown up, but still like a little sister. Yeah. So basically, she's just like a avid drug user. And what I noticed with like her classmates and stuff is that they don't even care. Like they'll try anything. Like the guy was like, this does this and this is that. And he was like, oh, I got this new blue pill. And she's like, what's it do? And he's like, I'm not really sure. She's like, okay, I'll try it.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Girl. Blue pill. Don't even know what it is. How does it affect you? Sure, I'll try it. Oh my days.
Right. Sex is not a big deal.
Oh boy.
For any of them.
Okay. How old are they?
They're in high school. So wow. There's a lot of like caught on video having sex with other boys or giving like sexual favors, mm-hmm. calling girls whores and sluts. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of drinking. Your virginity is kind of like the scarlet letter as opposed to it being the opposite way around when we're growing up.
Right.
It's like, bitch, literally, and I quote, bitch, you need to not be a virgin anymore, end quote.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was just episode one.
Is that kids these days?
I mean, I was thinking about it, like really thinking about it because I'm really concerned. And I'm like, what prevented me? I mean, I still tried things like I smoked and, you know, I liked boys, Avi. But
are you thinking like what prevented you from wilding out?
Right. And those two things no longer exist. AIDS and crack epidemic. Like no one wanted to be a crackhead. Like you saw crackheads on the street.
Right.
Or you saw some random person who clearly looked like they were on drugs. And my mom used to always be like, they went to a party and they had a drink that they didn't pour and someone slipped something. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong.
And that's how.
Are you kidding?
They ended up like that.
Yes,
like,
of course.
Oh, shit.
Not only did we get those kinds of things, I tell you, every time someone OD'd the very first time they tried drugs, Antonia would leave the article on my computer, in my notebook, tape it to the mirror so I would see it as I was getting dressed. Yep. Like, it was everywhere. So my
she said tape it to the mirror.
I'm not kidding. Everywhere that she could, anytime she found one of them stories, she would cut it out and make sure that we saw it.
And everything is accessible because of computers and cell phones. Mm-hmm. Like one little girl was like hooking up with random dudes in a motel, like adult men, like lying about her age and being up with grown ass men to have sex with. I'm like, you could easily be murdered right now.
So easily. Like, I mean,
like,
it's one
no
of the
fear.
Things.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
there's
I think that's
fear.
What it is. Zero fear. Because, you know, I was also just talking recently with a friend of mine who got laid off from work. And, you know, I was just talking about, like, what to do next and telling him that I'm sort of, like, I feel like I'm sort of at a crossroads as well, trying to figure out, like, what I'm going to do. And then we're just talking about, like, how we got to where we were. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I moved without a job and was just like, okay, you know, I'm going to give myself 3-6 months to, like, figure out what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my God, I would never do that now. Because, you know, back then, right, no fear.
Because,
yeah, of course I'm going to find a job. I'm gonna... Exactly.
Life. I'm like, I tasted please. The high life and I didn't want to go back.
Right? I'm like, I want to know that my insurance is paid for and done, that I have insurance, that every 2 weeks my paycheck will be direct deposited into my account and I can count on it, you know? I just, like, you know, that fear, there's fear now.
Right. Like there, legit fears.
Like legit. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, girl.
You know, I don't know either because, you know, there's always like those people who are like, okay, you're going to do like, cause I've like, I've never done some things that people have done. Cause I always, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, what if I get murdered?
Right.
You know, like what
cause
if
it
like,
always happens.
Right. Or like, I, you know, it would just be like, yeah, no, you know, cause I know, obviously I know people who have done some of these things who, you know, they're perfectly fine, you know? And I'm like, all right, text me when you get home or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've personally never done it because in the back of my mind, I'm always of the mind of, oh my God, no, it would be me. I would be the one.
Right.
It would be just my luck that I would be the one that's murdered. Not anybody else, but me. Which, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's definitely kept me from like enjoying life. I don't know.
I always assumed and carried myself as if I was the only black person in a horror movie full of whites. What does that mean? Bitch,
killed
if you
first.
Walk through that room, you going down.
Right. Yes.
If you drink that juice or beer, you going down.
Whatever they just brought to you, yeah. It's
if you
spiked,
smoke that,
you
going to die. Just assume.
You are so right. So, that's exactly it.
So just assume that whatever it is that you're doing that Paulette and Andre would not be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
that's
funny.
It exactly. I was like, oh my God, if I die tonight, Antonia's gonna kill me. Which of course makes no sense.
Exactly.
But that's my exact thought.
Exactly. He'll never let me live this down. Well, you're kind of dead, so it doesn't matter, but yeah.
Oh, my days. Wow. So this, I mean, because I've definitely been seeing, I saw the billboards for it, and I missed a couple of episodes. I've been stuck on, like, I've been stuck in a Netflix and Amazon Prime sort of hole, so I haven't gone to, like, regular TV, so I've missed, I mean, I didn't even watch Luther when it came back.
Me either.
I still haven't watched it. I taped it, but I still haven't watched it.
You're still taping things?
I am.
You know, you could just down. Oh, you don't have Apple TV, but still, you don't need.
No,
Apple
I have
TV.
A Fire Stick. I have an Amazon Fire Stick. So you're right. I probably don't need to like tape it. Except I don't know how I would watch Luther. Would that be a BBC app?
Yeah, BBC app. Oh. That's exactly how. Well, I'm watching Killing Eve on it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that next.
Oh, okay, because I was watching Killing Eve on Hulu. I didn't know it was on the BBC app. Maybe I should get the BBC app.
But I feel like on Hulu, it's delayed. Like, it's not... Like, when I try to watch... Or maybe I had to catch up on some previous season's episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not on Hulu.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And probably, like, weird streaming contract about when you can have it up. You know, we want you to come to the BBC app more than we want you to use Hulu. So, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm going to have to start watching that.
Yeah, sure. Here he found me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I knew he'd find you.
Damn.
I knew.
But wait. Mind you, his father was just up here doing some sort of gyration dance because the Nets got
fired. Oh, his Nets. Oh, did they? Oh, yeah. He must be so thrilled.
No, I wish I recorded the
dance. The Nets got Kyrie. The Nets got Kyrie shimmy.
Exactly, the Kyrie shimmy. The crazy.
Oh, do you boy. Hear this? I hear him.
All right, just come say hello, and then you got to go back down, okay?
He just wants to come say hi.
Why? Because I'm on the phone. I need silence.
Oh, our frequent guest.
Our mascot?
Yes.
Mascot.
Yes, exactly.
You know who that is? That laugh. You don't recognize that laugh?
Nene.
Yes, baby. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. I saw your robot. It looked really, really cool.
Where?
You saw a picture of it.
You didn't see it.
I saw a picture of it.
Oh.
Yes. Mommy
I
shared.
Mommy
shared it with me, yeah.
Why did you share it to her?
Because I thought it was so cool. I wanted everybody to see it.
It was wow. Super cool.
You how built long, a robot, bro.
How long did it take you to build?
3 minutes.
3 minutes? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That is... You know what? You might have, like, broken the record for the quickest made
no,
robot.
I didn't like it.
3 minutes?
No, I didn't like it.
Wow. No, you didn't break it. I think you broke the record is what I'm saying.
Oh, the
wow.
Record.
Yeah.
No, I did.
I think
record.
It took more like 3 days. No?
No, I built it for 1 day.
You oh, built no. It in 1 day?
Yeah.
So, okay, a little bit longer than 3 minutes then.
No, I built it 3 minutes, but that place is one.
Okay. So, what did you name the robot? Wait, can we ask if we if you named the robot? Did you name the robot?
Yes, I named it Black Panther.
You named it Black Panther? Mm-hmm. T'Challa? That's so cool.
Yeah, look.
That's so Black cool. Panther. I can't see it. But are you wearing a Black Panther
why?
T-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I really like the Black Panther too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really cool.
All right.
Why?
Because I gotta talk to him and I can't have any noise.
Okay.
I'll talk. We'll talk to you later.
Are you gonna say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.
Oh, but bless his little heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, my offspring,
who can now recognize his nenen by her laugh. I love that.
Yeah.
Love it. It's true. Nenen is always laughing.
That laugh is pretty. that giggle. Do you know who recently had a birthday, by the way?
Who?
Tanisha Arnold. She played Pam on Martin.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
Guess how old she is.
Tanisha Arnold. She would be... God, she was older than us, so she'd have to be, I don't know, like...
50 years old.
You're kidding.
Where?
Wow. Houseway.
Houseway.
Not even, like, close does she look like 50. What?
She looks exactly the same.
50? Ooh, well, when they say black don't crack, they are not kidding.
No, that is bananas. She looks exactly the same, bro.
It's amazing. You're right. No, she looks fantastic.
God bless her.
Oh, you know what they were playing the other day? Love Jones.
Oh, my favorite movie.
No, I love that movie. But you know what's so great?
Brother to the Night.
Do you remember? Do you remember that part where she shows up to that party with Wood and she's like, oh man, I can't believe you took me here. And then she just walks off and Wood doesn't follow her. So he's like, I'm going to go and make sure you catch a cab. And he's like, would you stop stomping down the street? All I want to do is walk up to this payphone right here and call you a taxi. And
her.
He had like such an accent. But I was like, yeah. Oh yeah, this was before cell phones and Uber and Lyft. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it was like, yeah, I'm going to go to this payphone and call you a cab.
Broken one.
Are you back?
Yes.
I thought you were going to stay away.
No, I want to stay here.
You have to be quiet.
No, I want to stay in this bedroom because...
You can't say anything, though.
No, I can't. I don't have air, so I need air.
You need air? Don't speak. Did you catch any of the debates?
The only thing I caught was a clip of Kamala Harris calling out Joe Biden for his work with the segregationists and busing.
Oh, okay.
So, other than that, I didn't really catch any more of the debates. Did you?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I caught the pseudo Spanish that occurred the night before.
Oh, was it Butt Geek? It wasn't Butt Geek, was it?
No, it wasn't Butt... Wait, are you saying Buttigieg is Butt Geek?
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Wait,
we'll get back to him. But yes, it's Buttigieg. Ew. Not Butt Geek, Butt Cheek, or whatever.
I was saying Butt Geek. Wait, so who was it that was speaking Spanish?
I bought you some gummies. They're in the kitchen. No, Cory Booker.
Oh, but Cory Booker was...
Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke had like...
That's it. Beto O'Rourke.
Had a broken Spanish...
Moment.
You didn't see all the memes of Cory Booker? Booker.
I saw all the memes of his face when Beto O'Rourke started speaking Spanish. Was like, what?
He's like, wait a minute. You stole my move. Of course, the Shade Room covered it beautifully in terms of like posting the best.
Did they? Man, I haven't seen. For some reason, the Shade Room posts have not been showing up in my feed. I don't know how or why, but they haven't been showing up because I didn't see any of these.
So funny. And the one guy who actually speaks Spanish that's on the stage has a look on his face like, these gringos. It's hilarious. And the look on the guy's face.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. Oh, these are hilarious.
I think my favorite meme is the second to last one.
The second to last. Okay,
where it says, no one, absolutely no one, not a damn soul. And then it goes, Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke. And they go back and forth. Donald Glover.
Yes. From Community. Oh my God. When Dad says, hola, como estás, to the waiter at the Mexican restaurant.
Yo, it was pure comedy. You cannot make that. They were like, what can I do to be a meme or to just like... relative.
When you're out at brunch with your friends and someone says, damn, who ordered gratuity? Oh, God. And somebody else was like, Joe Biden definitely just bought Rosetta Stone.
Exactly, for the next day. So he's like, oh, no.
These second tier
politicians are not going to beat me. I speak Spanish.
He's like, I got to figure it out.
I got to speak Spanish.
Miano is Joe. Jose.
Oh, my God.
Miano. Jose Biden.
Miano. Gracias, por favor.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was the best. And yeah, and Miss Kamala did snatch the edges off of everyone.
I have to say, that's all that anybody could talk about after that second night was her performance. And after the first night, all anybody could talk about, as far as I could see, was Elizabeth Warren.
I want to like her, but something about her makes me nervous. She gives off like a nervous... you know how Kamala's poised and just like no nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... It's not that I want to like Elizabeth Warren, but something about her makes me feel like is she about to lose it?
Mm. I thought that was that other woman. The one who's like...
Which one? Gillibrand?
No, not Gillibrand. There's another woman. I think her name is like Catherine or something like that, who's a little woo-woo.
Yeah, she did well. She actually did well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I mean, I liked Elizabeth Warren. Like, her quote for the night was, I have a plan for that. I have a plan for that.
Nice. Well, because, like, we need people with freaking plans.
Yeah.
We need people who are not, like, children.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm. But something.
But there's no way that Kamala and Elizabeth Warren can be on a ticket and win. There's, like, too much estrogen. The country, the people are not ready.
No, the people are not ready. They'll ask dumb things like, oh, you know, when she's on her period, is she going to be all, like, stroppy? Right. Is she going to be all...
Right.
And I'm like... hello, can you look at the president that you elected right now?
That's been accused of rape 22 times!
Which is mind-boggling. Yo, every time something comes out about this foolish goat that these people have, like, elected, you're just like, really? Really?
22 times.
And you're still defending this trash? You're still defending this trash?
Well, Mitzi, no offense, Mitzi, but she's not his type, so there's no way he could have raped her. Because that's how that shit works. Oh, I was like, did he just say that?
Yes, he did. No. Meanwhile, then the next day, there's like, oh, here's a pic. Well, first it was, I don't really remember her, but if I did, and if, you know, if it did happen, she's not really my type anyway. Like, what?
Right. It so couldn't have happened because you're not my type, because that's how rape works. Are you my type? Let me forcefully assault you sexually.
Yes, I am your type.
Oh, dear.
You have to be quiet, remember? I was your type.
Listen, I went to the store and got you some gummies.
Where?
They're downstairs. Gummies. I supposed to find them for you.
No, they're in the pie shelf.
Yeah, so ask, yeah. They're on the counter.
On the counter? No, they're not. They're on the...
Okay, wherever they are, go at your... father for them to get them for you. I can't come. I'm busy.
Yes, you are.
I'll be down in a second. Are you gonna wait? Come on, go. I love you. You just pinch me a little.
No, that's just a type.
It's not a type. It's a pinch. Do I?
No,
look?
No, it's a type.
The hell I.
No, it's a type.
Out. Be gone with you.
No, you're the type.
Yeah, whatever. You're the type.
Get no, it. You're the type.
He just pinched me.
No,
I go, did you pinch me? No, he puts his two fingers out like a pinching motion. He's like, no, it wasn't a pinch, it was a type.
No, like, it was a type. It was.
What is a type?
Girl, that's what he does now. You accuse him of something and he'll have extra. He's like, no. It fell. I'm like, you spilled it. No. It fell. It fell by itself. I'm like, did you rip my book? No.
No.
The pages are just loose. And a ninja did it.
What?
I was like,
oh my God.
A ninja did it. It wasn't me. It was a ninja. I was like,
oh my God. That
I'm like, you're a ninja. You're a little
the
ninja.
Ninja did it. Oh my God. Look.
If I could show you the thing the he pages. Did, he put his thumb and his index finger together and he's like, it's not a pinch. This is a pinching motion, but he's like, it's not a pinch. It's a type. Can you believe it?
I'm still on. I'm still on the ripped book, not a page.
Yeah, the ninja ripped my book.
No, the pages are loose.
Yeah, it's not ripped. It's loose. Get your life. Get your life.
Get your life and get it straight, mama. It's mama. Just loose.
It's a loose, mama.
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, okay.
Yo, he is all right. Too funny. Do you understand me? Too funny.
That little ninja.
What else have you been watching?
Wait. What else did I watch? I stayed up late to watch it, too. But
oh, was it... She's Gotta Have It, because I feel like you texted me about that.
Oh, I did watch a couple episodes, then I stopped, because I'm like, I don't know what this is about anymore.
Yeah, this last season was, yeah, I don't know.
I left on an episode where that African guy, who's not cute, by the way, I'm sorry, he has a nice body and wonderful skin, but in the facha, I don't know.
Yeah, talking. No, anyway. He's probably a looch.
And he was at like a thing, and someone rudely called out in the audience, which seemed very random, that he would even answer the question, ask if he was single or in a relationship. And he said he wasn't.
Right. And she felt like, a certain kind of way about it, right?
She left.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm done.
So did you end up seeing the episode where she's like, oh, all you British artists are coming over?
Oh, yeah.
Like American thing.
That sounded random.
It did. It came out of nowhere, but it was also like a little bit of an echo of like Samuel L. Jackson like bitching about the fact that Daniel Kaluuya was in Get right. Out and John Boyega in Star Wars and all these British actors coming and taking like
right. Black, she mentioned that too.
Black American
jobs, not jobs, but
roles and things like that, which I'm like, really? Come on now. Just
oh, I quite, yeah.
Come on.
She mentions him. It doesn't sound like anything her character would say.
Right. That's it. It sounds definitely like out of the blue.
Spike Lee-ism. Like she's like, oh, I'm thinking about this.
This is an issue that I want to talk about. So let me just make her say it. Let me make him British.
Right.
And this way I'll be able to put it in and I can talk about it.
Right. And let me make it look like they're actually boning.
Because
it looks like they're boning.
Yeah, I think that's what you texted
a lot of, there's a lot of sex. There's a lot of nakedness.
Well, she's got to have it, right?
Clearly. That's true. There is that. At least that's consistent. It's there true. Is.
Did you end up watching Always Be My Maybe?
Oh, that's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Every time I had a moment, because the kid knocks out at like 6, I was like, oh my God, I can watch things.
Right.
And I'm like, I always open Netflix. I'm like, wait, what am I supposed to watch? I'm still not watching Central Park 5 because I can't.
Yeah. That one is...
So it's Always Be My Baby.
Yeah, it's Always Be My Maybe. It always shows up for me, and it's probably because I've watched it a couple of times now. And I think I mentioned
before. It does always show up for me, too, because I was like, what is this show with these Asian people? Now I know.
That's it.
Man. There's another show on Netflix that I've been watching. Oh, the one you told me, Dead to Me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I started watching that too. I like it. I think it's freaking nuts.
Yes, it absolutely is freaking nuts. And you probably haven't even seen all the twists and turns yet.
No, I mean, no.
It definitely takes some twists and turns, which I quite like, I have to say.
I saw the twist where she found out her husband was having an affair. And that black guy, and I'm like, I know him from somewhere.
Which black guy?
The cop that the murderous liar is dating now, that they met at like that retreat.
Oh, yes.
Where's he from?
Yes. Let me see. It's not coming to me.
He looks so familiar.
I'm sure he's, I don't know, sometimes it feels like certain actors are like hot for a minute and they cast them in everything, like literally everything. Yeah, I don't know what else he's been in.
Well,
Brandon Scott, right?
I don't remember him. But I'm like, I've seen him somewhere before.
Hmm.
Or maybe not. He might just have that face.
Right. Excuse me. But speaking of me, that face, if you will, I actually just opened up my Google to like Google him, and I found my last Google search, which was for Roman Reigns, who is who's gonna be in a Hobbs and Shaw movie and play I think he's going to end up playing The Rock's, like, cousin or something like that when they go back to Samoa. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my dude, you cut that hair off? Wow.
What's wrong with that hair? Just put it in a nice little neat man bun.
It's when he doesn't have it, like, in the man bun or whatever, when he's got it all out in his face. But slicked back or cut his hair? Oh, my days. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, right. Sorry. He has like a massive neck, too.
I mean.
Sorry. I got
distracted. What's his real name?
His real name is.
Joe?
Yes. It's Lieti Joseph Joe Anoa'i.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's a Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
Born in Florida.
Are his eyes blue?
It looks so. His eyes are blue.
His neck is massive.
I know. He's half Samoan and half Italian. That's why.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Wow.
There's definitely some hot pics, but there's definitely some. He looks black. Mm-hmm. When he pulls his hair back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, girl, when I tell you, I cannot wait for this movie. Lord.
When does it come out?
August 2nd.
Mm.
I'm trying to get in there before that. Let's go. Get me into a screening.
Oh, yeah.
I wanna be down. I'm trying to think, like, what I've been watching. I think I've been going back to, like, old stuff. Like, just the other day, I saw that The Matrix was coming off of Netflix, so I watched The Matrix. And I have to say, that movie, for its time, and even now, what a marvel. Carrie Ann Moss, by the way, as freaking Trinity?
Yeah.
Woo! Badass. What a badass. Yo, that first scene where they're like, oh, it's just a girl. I sent 2 units, and the guy was like, they're already dead. And she just like, they're all like on the floor, dead, done, finished, dying. Man, listen.
Badass.
It's such a shame that 2 and 3 went off the rails, but the first one was really good. But yeah, I'm trying to think if I've watched anything else. And I'm sure as soon as we stop recording, I'll remember all the things that I've been watching. Yeah, but for now, like, nothing. Nothing at all.
It's so funny because I was listening to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, and they were talking about the BET Awards, and he said, he was like, you know, then Mary came on and all the aunties loved it. Method Man came on and all the aunties were like, and I was like, wait a minute, are you auntie status if you can relish in Mary?
I don't know.
Like, I'm feeling a little bit like Gail and Oprah a little bit, because that would make me happy.
I don't know. I have no problem with it. I feel like I am auntie. I mean, young auntie, young hip auntie, but still auntie. I'm not bothered.
I don't know.
We don't know. I'm just like...
I felt the kind of way.
Did
I
you?
I felt the kind of way. I was just like, wait, am I? Like,
I don't know. So many people call me Tati. I'm like, well, maybe I am an auntie. Like, auntie. I mean, like, maybe not auntie you go to for advice.
Yeah, but those are actual kids.
Yeah.
Those are actual children, not, like, a, you know, pseudo-adults.
I don't know. I guess for us, aunties are a lot older.
Yeah, at least I thought so.
You know?
Anyway. Anywho, la la.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. The only ghetto action news I can think of right now is just the continued reports of these poor kids at the border that are just, and that stupid cunting woman, Sarah Fabian, who had the nerve to go in front of those judges talking about, oh, well, you know, they don't need soap and toothpaste. Like, what? I forgot, somebody else, this one guy was like, the Somali pirates gave me soap and toothpaste.
Wow.
The Taliban gave me soap and toothpaste. Like,
wow.
What? Like, and yes. It was so crazy, and not crazy, but like the judges were like, are you really going to come up here? Like, literally, right. They were like, are you really standing in front of us talking about how safe and sanitary as they're sleeping on the concrete floor?
No under blanket.
Under your little foil blanket with the lights on 24/7, no soap, no nothing.
Isn't there like an 8-year-old or 9-year-old who's in charge of taking care
like
of the infants?
The little infants. And it just, my God, when I tell you, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm disgusting. Like, these little kids, and what do you, how do you think these kids are going to feel about the United States when they grow up? Mind you, if they survive, right?
Exactly.
Because so many of them have been dying. Camp. It is. It's absolutely a concentration camp. There's no other way to describe it. Literally none. And the fact that this woman stood up there for the Justice Department, so it's shame on you too, the Justice Department. But the fact that they stood up there and trying to defend what they're doing is just, it's indefensible. It really, 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 really is. And I think about these little kids that are going to grow up who probably literally won't know their name. They won't know their history. They won't know their birthday. They may not even know how old they are. Why? Because that's the stuff that you learn from your family, the family around you. And they ain't got none because you stripped them away from their family.
Yeah.
This can't be the way forward. It just can't. Like, I understand. Okay, fine. You think there's too many people coming into the United States. Okay. But stripping kids.
No, that's not fine.
No, it's not fine. But what I'm saying is.
That's what happens.
And you're
like,
allowed
you
to do
go
it.
Into
you're...
other countries, run amok. You cannot steal valuable resources from countries and then wonder why they come to you. Like, you have no right. Ask any Native American whose culture has been decimated. If you have the right to talk to somebody else about coming into
yeah, you're right.
America.
You're absolutely right.
Are you crazy?
You are absolutely
You have no
right.
ground to stand on.
None whatsoever.
Like, you don't belong here.
But then for you to ask then turn around and start like ripping kids from their parents and from their family, it's
disgusting and it's inhumane. And it's that guy and his daughter. I tried my best. I heard about the story, but I tried my best to avoid the image.
That's the other thing. Like, how dare you go ahead and just, oh, well, let's just plaster these dead bodies. Like, you tell me if that was a white father and his little blonde-headed little girl, do you think they would have plastered their dead bodies on the front of the newspaper like that? No.
There was a blonde woman missing from, I guess, she came home from a vacation.
Oh, in St. Louis or something, and she's here in California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is cool. That sucks that she's missing. Mm. But still nothing about Sudan.
The 23-year-old grown woman.
Yeah.
Who...
Still nothing about Sudan.
Nothing.
The mass murders, the mass rape.
Nothing.
Nothing about that.
I listen to the news every single day. And how many times have I heard about this missing chick? And how many times have
Multiple
I heard
times.
About the Sudan?
Zero. A billion, probably.
Zilch. Nada.
Like, anyway, I just can't.
Lovey posted the other day of this organization that's helping at the border, and they have like a list of things that you can order for them on Amazon.
Oh no! Okay,
and you can just order it straight from Amazon, and it goes straight to them. They don't give you the like exact address, but it's just stuff that they need, you know, like underwear and
right.
juice boxes for the kids, you know, and hand sanitizer. So I ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon to send to them that I think is going to arrive today.
Okay,
just
I'll take a look.
Small yeah. thing to be done, you know?
Dude, you're not being quiet.
We are almost done. We should actually probably just like finish it up right now.
I can hear you. Yeah.
All right, you guys, you know the drill. We'll always tell you to go and find our website, whatsheonabout.com. Rate, review, and subscribe. We are on every platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're just everywhere, Acast, all sorts of things. Find us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
I forgot to tell you, or you might have seen this, my highly blessed and favored couple of days where I ran to New York for that quick weekend, hung out with Mummy for her birthday, went to that birthday dinner for your husband, which was fabulous because I saw all of the family. But that Monday was a Bastille album release event for iHeartRadio, which is what reminded me of it. And my friend not only... like, was able to help me get into this thing. Her, like, we got a meet and greet as well. And we were in a VIP box. I died.
What?
I died. Oh my God, it was so fantastic. I just,
did Woody remember you?
Yes, he did. Like, if you see the picture, first of all, yeah. Like, as soon as he saw me, he was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, oh my God, he remembers me. And so as soon as I was walking over, oh my God, you have no idea. I was like dying. And as I was walking over, hands open in a massive, like waiting to give me a massive hug. Massive, nice. Massive hug. And then I turn and Dan gives me a hug too. And then I went to go say hi to the other guys on the other end, but they were like, miss, we got to take this picture. So I was like, all right, whatever. But if you see his face, like you can see all the pictures that were taken that day. He is the happiest in mine.
If you do say so, yes.
If I do say so, my damn self. Woo! Anyway, I just had to share because that was like a fantastic day. Feeling highly blessed and favored. So, awesome. We always end the show with an earworm. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you first crack. Do you have an earworm? Because my earworm, I have several earworms right now.
Did I just lose? I have a few too. Wait, what song was I just singing?
Doing the butt?
Yes. I
wanted to be like that. That's a classic for you. You don't know nothing about this, y'all. We're going to leave you with a classic by EU.
Yeah.
Called Double.
Double.
All right, guys. We'll chat with you later. Bye-bye now.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
That's right. bad. Put your back belt in motion.
Doing the body.
Give me your butt.